Well, there's plenty cooking out here, and I'm not just a fooling, because we're speaking to you from the home economics room where a number of local women are busy preparing the noonday meal for the youngsters here at the DeSoto High School, who will soon be clamoring down the stairs for that hot lunch. It isn't every school that participates in a federal school lunch program like this community, but at that, all of those eligible aren't taking advantage of the opportunity. George Sheehy, district representative of the State Production and Marketing Administration, the agency that administers this program, told me before we came out here that 785 schools in Iowa have the school lunch program in operation. Before we visit with some of the cooks who you can probably hear over here in the background, and the youngsters who will soon be coming down to go through the cafeteria line, and the school superintendent, S.C. Williams, I want to call on Conrad Amos, program assistant, out of the state office at Des Moines, for a little background leading up to the adoption of the school lunch project. Mr. Amos, when was the school lunch first inaugurated in Iowa?
Well, Bill, the school lunch program was inaugurated in Iowa several years ago. But last year was the first year that the United States Congress has ever voted any funds for the direct care and feeding of children in the schools.
Well, what does a school district have to do or provide to qualify for federal aid, Mr. Amos?
Well, they have to meet the specified type of lunch that is spelled out in their agreement that furnishes the child one-third to one-half of the nutritive requirements of the child for a day. They have to keep certain simple records, and any profits it occurs from the accumulation lunch program must be used to better the school lunch program.
And I presume that practically every school in Iowa could qualify, could they not?
All schools can qualify, regardless of their size. One-room schools up to the largest school that we have, so long as they meet the requirements of the agreement.
Well, now, how much aid can these schools obtain under the federal program?
We have three types of lunches, an A type, a B type, and a C type. And the maximum under the A type lunch is 9 cents, provided the child drinks milk, and 7 cents if they do not drink milk. And a B type is just half the amounts of an A type. They get 6 for their lunch if they drink milk, 4 cents if they do not. And the C type meal is just a half a pint of milk, from which they are reimbursed 2 cents per child per day.
Well, now, since most of the schools serve the type A meal, what are the specifications for the menu?
Well, the menu of an A-type lunch is very simple. This is a complete lunch, as I said before, to provide one-third to one-half of the child's diet requirements. And it's 2 ounces of meat, poultry, cheese, or fish, or one egg, or one-half cup of dry beans, beans, or soybeans, or 4 tablespoons full of peanut butter, 3/4 of a cup of vegetables and or fruit, 1 or more slices of bread or muffins, or other hot bread made of whole grain, cereal, or enriched flour, and the 1/5 to 2 teaspoons full of butter or fortified whole margarine.
Okay, well, it'll soon be time for the youngsters to start coming down the stairs, and I want to slip back here into the kitchen and talk to the head cook, if I can get her away from the mashing of these potatoes for just a few moments. She's Mrs. Vern Reynolds, a farm woman who comes in every day to the DeSoto School to supervise the preparation of these meals. And I want to ask her just a few questions about the general setup here. Mrs. Reynolds, do you do most of the buying here for the school lunch program?
Yes, I do.
And do you buy from day to day, or do you try to buy in quantity?
I try to buy in quantities.
I was over on the other side of the building a while ago and saw that deep freeze locker that you have over there and all the good food you have stored there. I imagine that that comes in pretty handy, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, now I see you've got a group of women down here in the kitchen. Would you mind telling me who the women are that are helping you?
Mrs. Lee and Mrs. Lewis and Mrs. Williams. And then we have 2 girls that help us to serve during the noon hour. Lucille Adams and Betty Phillips.
Well, that's fine, and I know that they were busy down here for the last half an hour just working away getting this good lunch ready for the noon meal. I imagine that Well, first of all, I want to ask you, what are we going to have for lunch today?
We are having mashed potatoes, meat gravy, green beans, fruit jello, bread and butter, and milk.
Oh, boy, that sounds good, all right. And I imagine those youngsters will be coming down here shortly, and they'll really clean up their plates today. We've got some of the school board members here with us today, and speaking of food, I want to mention that cold storage locker across the way really impressed me. And I've asked one of the school board members, Herman Jensen, to tell us a little bit about some of the meat that they have over there. Herman, where did you get all the meat you have in that locker?
Well, we just buy a cow critter and have it taken to the locker, butchered and processed, and put in our deep freeze. And it's ready for use anytime they want it.
Well, I'll bet it doesn't last very long, does it?
Not too long, no.
And you're probably ready for another one.
Just about.
Well, that's fine. Now, Herman, some of the other school board members are here. I wonder if you'd mention the members of your board here.
Mr. Harry Chestnut is president of the board. He's here. And Mr. Fred Martin is a board member. Mr. George Marquardt, Mr. Golightly, and myself.
Fine, thanks. And congratulations to your school board for the wonderful job they're doing in promoting this school lunch program. Well, here the kids come now, and they're headed up by the kindergarten tots, and they're coming up here, picking up their plates, going through the line, and the system out here. At the head table, they have a stack of plates. The youngsters come up, pick up their plates, move down the line where the ladies first give them a substantial portion of potatoes, then goes the creamed hamburger, and then the string beans, and they end up with their salad or dessert here, which today is jello. Down at the end of the line, they take a bottle of milk, and they're off to the dining room in the next room. Here's a young fellow right here coming down. I want to stop and ask him just a question or two here. What's your name, young fellow?
Jack Chapman.
What grade are you in?
Third.
And looks like you got a pretty good dinner there, doesn't it?
Yep.
You going to clean up your plate today?
Yep.
Well, I'll bet you will, too. You run down here and get that bottle of milk now, and we'll see you in the other room. Standing down here by the milk department is Superintendent Williams, and he's more or less looking over this group of youngsters as they come through the line with a lot of pride. How many of them are there in your school, Mr. Williams?
207.
And about how many of them come through the lines and eat their lunch here?
About 205.
Oh, say, that's a real high percentage. Just about winds up our visit out to the DeSoto School. I want to slip back out into the kitchen, though, for just a moment. And as we move out through the door, I see that the women are out here busy doing dishes. And Mrs. Art Lewis here with a dish towel and a bunch of silverware in her hand. I want to ask her a question or two before we leave. Mrs. Lewis, how long will it take you in the afternoon now before you complete your duties?
Around 2 hours.
And do you try to make some preparation for tomorrow, too?
Yes, we do.
And have things all ready to go for the morning and the meal tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Lewis. And with this brief remark, we want to return you now to our studios.